Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie and Matilda with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland teachers to strike today after pay negotiations with the government hit a stalemate. A 24-hour teacher strike at 1,266 Queensland state schools was announced last week. Union members across the state are expected to vote on whether to hold further industrial action today. The government and the union will hold a consultation meeting on Thursday as part of ongoing pay negotiations.
A report has found that Queensland forensic labs are in a sustained crisis with ongoing toxic culture and failure in leadership. The report found that the lab was in a sustained crisis due to understaffing, cultural issues, and failures in leadership. The government is considering recommendations contained in two separate reports and has appointed a former New South Wales Police Commissioner, Mick Fuller, to head a new team to overhaul the operations at the lab. In national news, volunteers across Australia are working alongside non-for-profit charity Sleep Bus to make a safe night's sleep a reality for the homeless. The renovated buses used as temporary accommodation were shut down in January due to financial issues, but in order to keep the vital service alive, volunteer community groups are now preparing to run the buses themselves. Bob Nelson, a Sleep Bus volunteer in Taree, has commented on the value of the service, quote, "If you can provide a safe place for someone to sleep for just one night, I mean, that's enormous," end quote.
Acting State Coroner Sarah Linton has called on the Western Australian state government to ensure adequate funding for domestic violence responses following the death of Lynn Cannon. The 51-year-old was stabbed to death by her former husband nearly 3 years ago. In her findings handed down yesterday, Ms. Linton reported that the police had been too slow to act on information provided by Lynn's family. Findings concluded that the family and domestic violence system in WA had let Lynn down, with grave risks to more women if changes were not made. In international news, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has met with senior security officials to finalise a full overtake of Gaza. Israeli media is reporting that Netanyahu is seeking a full takeover of the Strip, despite increased international pressure for Israel to end war crimes. Efforts to mediate a ceasefire has collapsed. This comes following Israel's attempt to weaponize hunger by blocking food supplies, with more than 8 people dying of malnutrition in the past 24 hours. Another 79 have died in the latest Israeli firing, according to Gaza's health ministry.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. Fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.